Some years ago, I served as a school counselor at a public high school. One afternoon, I saw a student named Manny in the hall who was crying uncontrollably. I invited him into my office, and he told me what was gnawing on his insides. Manny said, "In the whole world, I don't have one friend, not one. There's not a person alive who cares whether I live or die. I don't go to school parties or football games because there's no one to go with. I never have anyone to even talk to. And sometimes I think I can't stand it anymore." A year later, I was talking to the vice principal in charge of discipline at that high school, and he said, "Hey, do you remember a student named Manny that used to follow you around campus? Well, he did the strangest thing today. He's never been a troublemaker, but another student said something insulting to him, and he picked up a knife and stabbed the boy. I wonder what would make a good kid do something like that, especially when he's never seemed to have any big problems before." Well, Manny's violent behavior fits a familiar pattern. How many times have you read about a loner, a quiet young man living in a neighborhood who turns out to be a killer? In most of those cases, isolation and loneliness play a role. Human beings are social creatures with great needs for acceptance and respect. In some particularly vulnerable individuals, the failure to find a niche is not only uncomfortable, it can even be fatal.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.